Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One food that we are finding in abundance these days is one of the most modest, the cucumber. The flavor of a cucumber is so mild that it could stand duty as a metaphor for a quiet, unobtrusive demeanor. But as is so often the case, the simple little ingredients of life serve as an essential backdrop for the more flashy components of a dish. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, it may be humble, but the cucumber is pretty darn useful.
Oh, yeah. It's a great ingredient, and I think often overlooked. I didn't know, but I looked it up, and it's genus and species Cucumbus sativus.
Which sativus is, means savory.
Right, and which is related to all the melon family, which right. I had no idea. Commercially, we produce really only two types of cucumbers. Slicing cucumbers and pickling cucumbers, or what people call Kirby's sometimes. The slicing cucumbers, they're made to be eaten fresh. They have thicker skins. And they're usually larger and a sort of a dark uniform color.
Right.
The pickling cucumbers are smaller. Thinner skins. There's actually two varieties, a black spined and a white spined. But they also vary in color, size, shape. They're not nearly as uniform. But I personally like eating them also. I mean, I don't necessarily feel like you have to pickle them.
Right, right.
The other thing, too, that I think is like people go back and forth is, do you eat the skin or do you peel them? And here's just something that I find a little disconcerting at times. Organically grown, so cucumbers are waxed. Slicing cucumbers are waxed to come to market.
Right.
Organically grown cucumbers have to be waxed with a non-synthetic wax, free of all chemicals that are also outlawed in terms of organic farming.
Sure.
So I think eating the skins there are fine. Non-organically grown cucumbers can be waxed with a synthetic wax that also has chemical derivatives in it.
Uh-huh.
So I think if you're getting cucumbers that are commercially produced, you're going to have to peel them if they're not organic. Now, if you're at the farmer's market, those guys don't wax anything.
Yeah.
And they throw them in a bucket and bring them to the market.
That's right.
But in the store, I think it's better to peel them just because of that situation.
Right. Now, is there anything we should look for when we're buying a cucumber?
Firmness is important. I think cucumbers, as they get older, especially towards the ends, start to soften. And so if you see sort of an indented end or wrinkly end or it feels soft, it's either bruised or old, and you should certainly look for that. I mean, weight, too, to me has an importance because the lighter the cucumber, if you've ever opened some that have lots of cavities or air pockets in them.
I feel cheated.
I mean, unfortunately, it's just a symptom of a wet growing season because they they swell a little bit. But, you know, this should be fine otherwise. I mean, you know, everything that's sort of commercially produced is green now, although there's so many different varieties of cucumbers out there. It could be a lot of fun to look for them.
Now, as a chef, over the years, have you been able to come up with any interesting things that you can do with a cucumber that we may not have thought of?
The only thing that we've always had fun with doing is on a mandolin, julienning the longest ones we can get and making them spaghetti-like.
Oh, really?
And doing a very simple vegetarian salad as a spaghetti dish cucumbers that are fun. But, you know, the lemon cucumbers also work great as little vessels.
Yes, they do.
They're a little round, so I hollow them out, stuff them with a variety of different salads. They're always fun. And then, of course, the straight-up cucumber gazpacho is just such a treat.
It is great.
So fresh and lovely for summer.
And if you're playing cricket, you want to take along your cucumber sandwiches.
Of course, the sandwiches.
Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.